Let's get down to business.
Who wants gossip? Who wants sleaze? Who wants dirt on celebrities? Rob and Garrett have the scoop, keeping all y'all in the loop. Naughty gossip's what Rob does. Elvis Duran presents Celebrity Buzz.
All right, thank you for listening each and every week. We're only 2 weeks into the new year, so thank you. Thank you for coming back. My name is Garrett. That right there, the man who everyone wants a piece of in more ways than one, Rob Freaking Shooter.
Hello, 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 hello. I wish they wanted a piece of me.
Here's the thing. This is where you find out who your real friends are versus those fake friends,
Ooh,
Rob Shooter.
I have some fake friends. Well, I have some real friends, too.
Everybody needs those fake friends to act like, you know, hey, I'm cool, but those real friends are always there for you. Now, the fake friends only come around when there is a big scandal happening or there is a big award show.
Right. Okay.
Now, cake. I love a good bun cake from time to time. It's delicious.
Bum.
All right. So the other friends,
yes,
come around. They want to see you.
Well, they want
now.
To
here's where we draw the line between you and I. Today, there's huge British scandal news in
big day
in the kingdom.
Yes, indeed.
And the Oscars just got announced.
It's a big day. So what you're saying is that you don't just want me on days like today.
I want you
on the boring, slow weeks when there's nothing to say.
I want you at your prettiest and your ugliest.
You still tolerate me, and I'm grateful for it. So today's actually a day we got news. So today's the big summit in Britain. The royals are all getting together. Meghan's not, interestingly. It's the Queen, it's Prince Charles, it's William, and it's Harry. So they're all getting together to decide the future of Meghan and Harry within the family.
As they're calling it, Megxit.
Megxit. So a play on the word Brexit. So Britain left Europe and now Meghan and Harry look like they might be leaving the royal family. So today is the big day. So you'll read a lot about this. There's a ton of stories up on Naughty Gossip.
What's true?
Website.
What's fake? What's going on?
I mean, there's trouble. They're just
Give me
not
the truth.
Happy. So I hear that there's mental health concerns too between Harry and Meghan, that this just has not been good for them. They do not like it. My sources tell me too that she's an LA girl as well, that it just hasn't fit. Like when I moved to America, New York was a good fit to me because it really feels like London. It's raining. It's hot in the summer. It's like a big city.
She's an
LA girl and she misses the beach and the palm trees and the lifestyle. London's cold and grey and she just hasn't fitted in there. Her family, her mom's in LA. They want out. This is the big question though. Who pays for this? That ultimately is the crux of this.
Am I paying for it, Rob Shooter?
No, I don't think you're going to, but it's like if you decided that you no longer liked your job here at iHeartRadio with Elvis Duran, and instead of talking to Elvis about what the new job would be, you announced on a website what your new job was. So without telling the boss, they announced, the queen, they said, we don't really like our role anymore, but we wanted to keep getting the paycheck, and we want to have a new job. So they announced this new job, and the royals were taken a little aback by it. They were like, oh, we didn't really discuss
this. What's the job, though?
They want to be financially independent, which is a good thing. However, when you make money, you have to do something, and I'm not sure what they do. And I mean that with respect.
We'll have that from one friend.
And so, they're not going to go and be teachers or firemen, or they're not going to go and work in a store. They're not going to come and work for Naughty Gossip. So their job is being the royals.
I think you're missing out on that.
I'd love to get them.
If you do not put an offer.
Andy Cohen's offered her a job on The Real Housewives of L.A., so Beverly Hills.
I think this is beautiful marketing. We know that Meghan Markle and Prince Harry are never going to work for you.
They have good sources.
But you put the offer out there.
I should put an offer out.
You should put an offer
how
out.
How much should we offer them, Garrett?
How much you should offer. Well, it's coming from your paycheck.
Okay, right.
I could throw you $20. I could throw you $20.
If you came here to host the show, Meghan and Harry, be a big hit.
Well, then we would have to donate some money or an elephant to a thing.
They're going to find a way to make money.
Right.
Harry's getting money from the... At the moment, he gets money really from Prince Charles. So Prince Charles pays for William, Harry, Kate, and Meghan. So it costs him about 10...
From his time in the army, though, right?
It is, but it's not a lot of money. He was in the army a very short period of time. He makes money from Prince Charles. So Prince Charles has what's called a duchy, which is really an estate. The estate is so big, I know it's like Downton Abbey, but the estate is so big they make money from farming the estate, from rent on the estate.
Right.
It's so big. There's houses on there. He makes a ton of money. So each year, Prince Charles pays for Meghan and Harry, William,
and
Kate.
Where does he get the money from?
He was given the estate by the Queen. So what happened is many, many years ago, quick history lesson. many, many years ago, the king decided that he should have a way to make sure his first child, who was going to be king or queen one day, would have an income.
William.
So he gave them, way back. Oh. So way, much, go back hundreds of years.
Oh, hundreds of years.
So they created an estate. It's a duchy. And this estate is given to whoever is the firstborn. So Charles was the firstborn and he inherited this from the queen. When Charles is king, William will inherit the estate. So it's always a way to give the next king or queen
income.
He gets his expenses paid. He lives rent free. Her clothing allowance last year was £500,000. They're not allowed to accept free clothes like celebrities. And so it's tricky. So how do they make money? What the royals fear is that they will come to America and she will sell royal dog food. She will sell royal Coca-Cola.
Sit down with a major network and do it.
They don't want her on QVC doing Joan Rivers' The Diamond Collection from the palace. So they don't want her selling tiaras. She could make a lot of money selling tiaras.
Wasn't Sarah Ferguson?
Sarah was cut off. So they cut Sarah off.
Okay.
But she wasn't selling it as a title. It's really tricky. What I'm told is they love Harry. So forget all the stuff you read. Forget the drama. I love the drama. But forget it for a minute. They love him. They want him to do fine. They have more money than they will ever spend. My sources are telling me they're going to be given a very generous offer. Very generous. And they're going to be let go. They don't have to be the royals anymore. They don't want them on QVC. They don't want them here in America.
So they're going to cut a deal.
So they'll cut a deal where they keep paying their expenses. Not the taxpayer. This will come from Charles and the Queen. They will personally pay. Their security bill is $1 million a year. These are some of the most famous people in the world. If they got kidnapped, it would be terrible. And so they're going to pay their security, they'll pay their rent, they'll give them money, they'll pay their clothing. They're going to basically be paid a lot of money to come to America and do what they want.
So the story of Meghan Markle getting on a $135 plane. True, but she's royalty per se. She's with security.
It's not like
she just goes, I'm leaving. No. Not like the Princess Diaries where she puts on a mask and she hides.
She has security with her. Which is really what gives her away. So when you're walking down the street, if you see two really tall, handsome guys in suits, big guys, look down and you'll see Ariana Grande. Right. Like, that's how I always find celebrities. Like, Justin Timberlake blends into New York pretty well, but he's always walking around with a big security guard.
Two big guys.
That's what gives them away. So Meghan went to Canada. This is a little tricky. I don't think people dislike the fact they want to leave. The process has not been as tidy as it could have been. I think they should have all sat down, decided what the future was going to be, and then announced it, a group announcement with maybe even a photograph of the whole family together. They didn't do that. So today, deciding her job, her future, her money, Meghan's calling in from Canada. Like, she's on a conference call.
Right.
Wouldn't you be there? If you were renegotiating your contract with iHeart, would you call in or would you turn up?
I look at it as kind of...
I would turn up.
But I also look at it as a power move. You know what I mean? Like,
but is it an FU move, which is silly?
I don't play those games.
No, especially when family are involved. Like, if anyone listening is in a family business, if you own a bakery or family business, don't. It's more than just a job. It's your family. Turn up.
We're talking about a briefcase, girl.
I like her, and I like that she's strong.
She's very strong, but the problem is she's taking on the royal family.
She's doing things her way, which I think is a mistake.
Which we all have that one friend that does.
We all do. Sister Betty's a nightmare. Right. Sister Betty, hello. Like, you're really trouble. Sister Betty drives us crazy.
But we do love her. I do give Harry credit because growing up the way he did and seeing what the press and everything did to him and his brother, his family, and his mother, ultimately, he does not want that to go down the same path.
He doesn't, but this is where the problem they have. If he said to the public and the royals, Meghan and I are going to retreat from public life. We're going to disappear. We're going to live a very private life in a castle in Scotland. Leave us alone. Then I think the public would be like, that makes sense. They're not. But they want to come to America and they want to become stars here. So they're not. They don't have any intention of disappearing.
But ultimately, I mean, the way that everything goes in the royal line, though, you got William.
Oh, he's six in line. He's never going to be king.
Right.
But he's a global celebrity.
But he is a global celebrity, but... I get it. Don't you want to do something on your own?
But that's a different argument from his mother was killed by the paparazzi.
Correct.
So you've got to decide, well, he's got to decide what this argument is here. Is it that you don't like the press and the media? And I totally get that. And then you should retreat. You can disappear. You don't ever have to work again. So that's one argument. But that is not what they're going to do. The other argument is what? That he wants to be his own man?
Right.
I like that argument. So get what do you want to do? What you can't work in a store?
Right.
What do you want to do? And he hasn't answered that question. What are you going to do? He's 35 years old. He was in the army. He's always lived rent-free. He doesn't have much skill, work, experience.
I have a feeling I know what's coming.
What are you going to do?
I have a feeling, Rob Shooter. I think I know what's
coming. They're going to join Love and Hip Hop. What are they going to do?
They're going to start a podcast. From the house.
You see what, though? If they announced that they were going to become sort of like commentators or media personalities, I like that. This is another problem, though. The royals do not comment on politics.
Right.
And Meghan is famously anti-Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
There's reports today that they won't live in LA until Trump is no longer president. The royal family do not like this. They don't comment on politics.
But they have sanctuary in Canada. That's why they...
Well, it's a Commonwealth, right. So they can live anywhere. But they can live anywhere. They're not criminals. They're in a sanctuary. They're not hiding from anybody. They can live anywhere in the world. If you're really rich, you can buy a house in Paris. If you're really rich, you can go to in New Zealand.
Which
so they've
not.
Got a lot of money. So where do you want to live, Harry? This is what the Queen's going to say today. Where do you want to live? How are you making a living?
And if Harry... Like, knowing Harry's personality and just like to break the ice, I would go, Grandma...
Grand.
You got to think he calls him grandma.
I think they call her Granny.
Granny. Like, yeah. There's no way, Queen. No. He says Grandma. Granny.
Did I call her Queen? Because this is very formal today.
Right. Yes.
This is very formal.
This is very
Downton Abbey.
This is Downton Abbey at its fullest.
Historic moment.
Cannot wait to watch the reenactment on TV.
So he'll say Granny. What do you think he'll say?
Taco Bell is actually offering their managers $100,000 now a year to work there.
It's all fun, but he's not going to do it. So what do you think he should do? What's his role in life? What would he do?
I don't know what his role in life is, but I know what he's trying to figure out now is the best for his family.
And he couldn't have done
overall.
It. And I would have said nothing. I would have just done my duties. I would have been very quiet about it. Basically, if
we're talking about a guy that was naked in Vegas no more than a few years ago.
We were.
You know?
He's talked about his mental health troubles. We know he has issues, demons he's dealing with. I wish him nothing but the best. I really do. But they've got to think about this. And they can't want their cake and eat it. If you want to be a royal and you want that money and that prestige, there's certain expectations of you. If you don't want that money, then who's going to pay your rent? And this is what the palace is terrified about. If you cut somebody off from your family, think about it. If you cut them off, you push them into the arms, into the circle
right.
of really scary people. And so there's a very dodgy billionaires out there. We know one, Jeffrey Epstein,
uh-huh.
who his uncle has been involved with, Prince Andrew. Now, do we want to push Harry into the arms of dodgy people?
No, not at all.
But the house they're staying with in Canada is owned by a billionaire who today, it's been reported, has some very dodgy connections. So the Post are reporting today, allegedly, the billionaire they're staying with in Canada has a few issues. So this is just a couple of hours, days in. Where are they going to end up? Who's going to put them in the basement?
This is what they deal with every single day. We've been dealing with it for 12 minutes.
I'm on my sister's couch. I'm broke. I'm on dodgy sister Betty's couch because my mom won't give me any money.
I mean, you got to think. The Queen is like looking at Kate Middleton now and going,
"You're good,
honey.
I love you.
You are a saint."
In your family, do you have the?
Oh, we all do.
Yeah, we all have. Like, so is this who in your family would be most likely to be like, "I'm not speaking to you ever again. I hate you. Like, I don't want to talk to you." Like my sister Betty's the one. Sister Betty would be like, "I'm not talking to any of you."
Yeah, maybe my sister. Yeah, one of my two sisters. I don't know. I definitely aunts would be like, "I'm done with
right.
like
I'm done the, with the family."
Would, yeah, I'm done right. with the family. Blah
right.
blah blah.
Now imagine if the family was also the business, which
right.
is what the royals are. It's not just leaving your family; you're leaving your business. So, like, it's all so fraught. It will be sorted out. But the good thing about this is, in his heart, Prince Charles, remember Harry's his son. He wants
I think
well.
At the end of
he
the day,
does, he wants
much.
Good, and he's not spiteful. Like, you know, in some families, like my mom and dad can be a little spiteful to Sister Betty. They'd be like, "If you want to leave the family, then leave the family. We won't talk." No. And then before you know it, no one's talking. Charles isn't a hothead. He's calmed down. He wants to make sure that the door is always open. So if Harry wants to come back in the fold,
right,
he can. And I hope he does.
Well, I mean, there's also the other connection of a child.
Who's going to see the baby again? Like, the Queen's 93. She wants to see her grandkid. He wants to see his... Oh, that's her great-grandkid.
Great-grandkid, yeah.
Charles wants to see his grandson. They don't want this to happen. I do feel bad for William, too, who loves Harry. They love each other.
Oh, what was
they're
story?
Fighting. They're not friends at the moment.
Yeah, I put my arm around my brother the entire time. I can't do it anymore.
It's really heartbreaking. I hate seeing family drama like this. I'm a gossip columnist, so I love gossip.
But
this is not fun.
I took that comment that William said and made it like, hey, listen, I could help him. But he's old enough to make his own decisions.
At some point, you have to let people fly. And we've all had friends or family members that we've tried to protect.
You can only do it for so long.
You've got to let them go. And if Harry's decided to do this, I think it's a terrible mistake. But he's decided it's his decision.
So, Rob Shooter, being the all things Brit and all things the Queen and all things royal, looking into the future, starting from right now, as people are listening and we know things are twirling as we record this.
Yep.
What is in the future for the entire family?
The Queen and Charles are going to come to an agreement with Harry where they cover his expenses and Meghan's.
Is it just three of them sitting down today?
Charles, the Queen, William's involved because he's the future King, and Harry. So it's the four of them, a few advisors, but it's really the four of them. They're deciding.
Right.
And Meghan's on the phone, which I think is a bad decision, but that's Kate's not there. They're going to decide today financially, and I think the family's going to be very generous and they're not going to need to do commercials. However, Meghan, and I say this with respect, not as a dig, she likes working. She likes being an actress.
Yeah.
She wants to do something. So Meghan is not going to disappear. I predict we'll see less and less and less of Harry, more and more and more of Meghan, and maybe even a big sit down with an Oprah Winfrey, a moment of Meghan when she explains herself.
Harry sit down too?
Yeah, I think Harry would be part of it, but she's running the public face. She likes the spotlight more than Harry does, and that's not a dish.
Right.
She's more of a show pony than Harry is. Harry's quite shy.
Interesting.
But then I predict in 5 or 6 years, they'll be back in the family.
Once the Queen has moved on.
Once the Queen passes, I think they'll, you know, it's the...
I think you have to agree. Things will change in the royal family.
And as you get older and your kids... Plus, though, if they do nothing...
Meaning like updated things. Yep. Like,
and as you get... I do like updating the system and things had to change and the taxpayer no longer was going to pay for somebody their entire life just because they were born to a queen. Why am I footing the bill? My mum and dad are struggling in Britain. We're all struggling. Why are we footing the bill for
kids? I don't
know
how to get out of a group text with my family right now. Like, how do I leave it without... I don't know. I gotta... Help me.
It's very complicated. I think it will all turn out okay, though, and I hope Meghan and Harry find happiness.
All right. The other big news, too, Rob Shooter is all over the place. Hollywood's biggest night, the Oscars.
Nominations
are here.
Big sort of a big takeaway is J-Lo did not get nominated.
J-Lo nor Beyonce.
Nor Beyonce
the closest
the best
thing
song.
To Beyonce being nominated for The Lion King was the best animated...
She got a song nomination?
No nomination on that. I'm just saying the movie itself, Lion King.
Yes, The Lion King. So she remade The Lion King and she wrote a new song for it that was eligible for a nomination, did not get nominated.
So was a song that Taylor Swift did for Cats.
I know, that whole Cats was shut out completely. And the most nominations went to Joker. The movie Joker, I think, got 10 or 11 nominations. I think the best movie is going to be Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Brad Pitt's going to win Best Supporting Actor. Joaquin Phoenix is going to win Best Actor for Joker.
Which, here's one thing I didn't know. In the Best Supporting Male role,
indeed,
Tom Hanks is up.
He is.
Which means I didn't see the movie A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
I know you'd think it'd be lead actor, but it's not supporting lead.
He's not the main character in a movie about Mr. Rogers.
I know, it's interesting, isn't it? I think for supporting actor, it's going to be definitely Brad Pitt. He doesn't have an Oscar. Hollywood loves him, and so it's going to be Brad. And I hear there's no host, but I hear Elton John's going to open the show like Queen did last year for Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So Elton's up for Rocket Man for Best New Song, and I think Elton John's going to open the Oscars and everyone will go nuts.
I mean, it's the award show. You know how this is going to happen. On an award show, a movie that is going to win that no one except for like four people have
it's
seen.
It's different this year though because Joker's big. 1917, the war movie that just was opened this weekend, $40 million. That's big. So I think there are some bigger movies this year. Even Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
It's a little quirky, but a lot of people have seen it. I think the fear was it was all going to be streaming services and Netflix, and it wasn't.
Just The Irishman, really.
The Irishman, yeah.
I mean, you got Brad Pitt up against Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, and someone else.
Yeah, but all people we know, yeah. Like Tom Hanks, like these are big stars. Like, there's been years at the Oscars, I didn't even know the actors
right.
or the movies. This year, they're pretty mainstream.
All right. So normally, before we end this, Rob, because you got to save your voice. You're doing a lot of work today. A lot of royal stuff.
Vocal
a lot of
rest, darling. Yeah. Vocal rest.
All right. So I give you a blind item.
Indeed. Tell me.
You ready for
Go.
This? All right. I have come across where an Oscar nomination, an Oscar nominated actor has moved out of the big city and far, far away into Pennsylvania.
Ooh, I would guess Ben Affleck.
I will tell you once the mics go off.
Thank you very
but much. I came across it because there's been a lot of rumors in said town. Where this person has moved to.
Oh.
And I've noticed on social media that a hairstylist that cuts a lot of famous people posting from a town that I'm very familiar
oh.
with late at night, early morning over the weekend, asked for a cut right away because you never know if they might have gotten nominated on Monday morning.
I love it.
And yeah, so they live out in the sticks. But they probably still live here in the city as well.
Well, nice tip. I'll investigate.
Will we find out? Who knows? But I wanted to give you that.
Thank
All right.
Much,
so that is Rob Schuter. My name is Garrett. A lot of royal talk. So hopefully that fills the need. I want to give a shout out to someone, too, that asked, please, please, please cover all the royals. So that person is Molly Carterfield.
Molly, favorite listener. Yeah. Hello,
Carterfield,
Molly.
Carterfield, thank you for listening as always. We appreciate it, and thank you for listening, too. We'll talk to you next week. And look, two in a row. We're back at it.
we're back at it.
Yeah, we're back rolling. Thank you for listening.